You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. Once again, commentator Brian O'Nunoyne joins us this week, reflecting on the changing relationship between Britain and Ireland and his hopes for the future.
And a very good morning to you all. The President of Ireland, Mr. Michael D. Higgins, is a published poet, a soccer maniac, and a former university lecturer. His father was a member of the revolutionary IRA and actually fought against his own brothers during the Civil War in Ireland. Now, President Higgins recently visited Great Britain, the old enemy, and I bet he thought of his father a lot. What, indeed, would his father have made of him, the first Irish president to make an official state visit to the United Kingdom? Well, I dare say that, knowing President Higgins, he would have thought, all is changed, changed utterly, because it is time to move on. And no, I'm not talking about forgetting the past, but just that, well, to allow yourself to be shackled to the past seems such a waste of a life. Ireland's relationship with England is changing dramatically. You know, I think of myself 25 years ago leaving Ireland and going to live overseas in places like Zimbabwe and France and Dubai, and I think of all the times that I would have shamelessly exploited that old enemy stuff in order to curry favour with people who disliked the English. And now, well, now I feel somewhat ashamed of that behaviour. Mind you, back then I did too, and I did begin to tone it down a little bit, especially after I met English people. Well, it was all very good and fine, hating these people in the abstract when I lived in Ireland, because I never really met the English. I was quite happy in my own sad little world of hand-me-down prejudices. These prejudices, you see, well, they allowed me to fit in. It's best not to rock the boat. But once I'd travelled outside of Ireland, my black and white version of the world was challenged, especially when I started meeting real English people in the flesh. And I'm so glad that I did, because some of them are among the nicest and the funniest people I've ever met in my life. The overwhelming majority of Irish people across the globe were very thrilled to see President Higgins at Buckingham Palace being officially greeted by the Queen and proudly representing Ireland. Indeed, it must be said that the warm welcome he received there was really hardly surprising. Because on any given day, if Ireland are playing against a team and that team is not England, well, the English, almost to a man, they will always support the Irish. Now, the reverse has been far less likely, which is why it came as something of a surprise recently when President Higgins announced that he would be supporting England during the Soccer World Cup. Ireland, you see, had failed to qualify. Was this a bridge too far? Personally, I don't think so, because I think, well, he's far too clever for that. I think it was a genuine, personal reflex based on a mutual admiration and respect. But what if England were playing Scotland? Or what if England were playing Wales? Well, now, somehow the words can and worms readily spring to mind, and frankly, we'd need a lot more time on the old high stool at the bar counter to chat about those particular scenarios. So if you're buying, I'm up for the chat. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.